Two songs from the 60s. Who knows what the concert might have been? Maybe Bill or Jack conducted. Both of whom came to such different ends, one a sir, hoisted high in Scandinavia, the other leaving early. Like Ian, whom I loved but from a distance. He did wheelies in Leith Street with a car full of students, and years later he wrote to me so sweetly about my poetry that I was like a bird, listening to sounds underground, probing with little jabs for the worm. "Don't worry about the grammar," he'd said, when it came to my limping Greek. "Just go straight to the heart of it." I'd arranged at the Freshers' Hop the night before to meet him after the lecture. The boy with the pretty blonde hair, the nice eyes, a rash all over his thin, smooth cheeks. But as I stepped out of Chem 13, I ran into my sworn enemy. Her eyes glittered like the sun off ice. "Are you meeting someone?" I could see him craning there, shy and all spruced up, right behind her left shoulder. I could see his pretty blonde hair, his nice eyes, the rash all over his cheeks, poor boy. I was 18. I had no choice. I walked straight past him, turning my head from side to side like a satellite dish, my eyes open wide as if I was blind. My daughter frowns at this point in the story. She tells me I was cruel. If I ever did run into him again, I probably would say I was sorry. And that anyway, I'm an old woman now, far too fierce and stubborn for the likes of him.